For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking here on the phone with Kristen Brighton, who got elected here to the school board tonight and USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School Board. Kristen, first of all, congratulations are in order. What does this mean to you to be pretty much the top vote getter?
Oh, I'm super excited. I feel like I've worked really hard and I had so much support from across the community, and it's just been really awesome to see the numbers roll in.
What are you looking forward to the most here in serving on the school board?
Oh gosh, there's so much going on between all of the construction projects that we're going to get to help see their way through over the next couple of years. And then all the issues that I really want to work towards with workforce development and improving mental health services and making sure that we create a workplace where people want to work and that kids want to learn. So I'm very excited. I've been watching from the sidelines for a year, and I'm excited to get to actually be a part of it and ask questions and help to move my causes forward.
And could you fill me in just a little bit on your background, what you do for a living here in Manhattan?
Sure. I am one of the owners of New Boston Creative Group here in Manhattan. I'm a Manhattan native. I have two children in the school district currently. And I, like I said, I grew up and graduated from Manhattan High School. So I'm really excited to get to come back and serve my hometown.
Great. Obviously, you said you worked really hard here, and I've seen a lot of your signs out there, and it showed here tonight. What do you attribute that to here, and why you think you were so successful here tonight?
Well, I've grown up in Manhattan. I've owned a business in Manhattan for 14 years. I've been super involved in the Chamber of Commerce. I've been involved in lots of other community groups. I'm on the board of directors of the Manhattan Arts Center. I'm one of the founders of Flint Hill Summer Fun Camp. I think this is just an issue of I've lived in Manhattan a long time. I've been very involved for a long time. And a lot of people know me and obviously had faith that I was prepared and ready for the job.
Is there anything along the way that you didn't expect here? Maybe anything that kind of surprised you?
No, I mean, it's been a pretty straightforward process with five candidates running for four spots. We didn't get to do maybe quite as many forums as some of the city commission race did, but that's okay. I felt like we got to talk a lot about issues, but there's a lot of really important things going on in the school district that we need the community to be paying attention to. So I hope that people tune in and stay engaged.
All right. Obviously, there's the bond that the district's working through right now, and that's going to be for the next several years. How excited are you to be involved in that process?
Super excited. I live in Blue Township, and I've been advocating for a school in Blue Township for like 10 years. And even though my kids are now too old to go to that school, all the kids out here, the families out here are super excited that their kids are going to have a neighborhood school. And so many of the classes and the classrooms and buildings we have in the core of Manhattan are overfilled. So with a redistricting process, we'll be able to get classroom numbers down across the community. Hopefully we can really improve teaching and learning with better teacher-to-student ratios, and it's going to be a very exciting time for Manhattan. I hope that the dollars that the voters voted to spend last year will help to take care of a lot of our space constraints so that we can continue to work on strengthening other aspects of our schools so we're not just focused on how to get everybody in the room, but really focused on how to teach in more effective ways.
All right, very good. Well, Kristen Brighton, again, congratulations tonight, and look forward to speaking with you in the future here on KMAN.
Great, thank you.